Joining us now is Senator Tommy Tuberville. Welcome back in, Coach. Glad to have you along. How's your world today?
Good morning, JT. Well, it's like everybody else's rain. we're the remnants of the last hurricane. We're getting a lot of that, obviously, down in Auburn. But, just trying to keep up with the problems that Joe Biden's created. My goodness, Ooh. Every day there's something different. Now they're blocking drones down at the border, showing thousands of people coming across. I don't think they like it too much. People see it.
Yeah, I just saw that Texas residents down there are allowing the state to come in and put fencing on their property. Absolutely. Let's go. We got to do this on our own if the feds aren't going to help us. So, I mean, I kind of like their tenacity to get after it and get it done. But, you know, you've got the border problem and you've also got the situation in Afghanistan. I'm sure you saw this, that we are now getting Afghan refugees here in Mobile. They're going to be in Birmingham soon. They're going to be placed all over our country. You know, look, I'm all about helping people that helped us as well. And these families, if you were in that situation where you're in constant fear of terrorism knocking on your door, you would love to get out of there and come to the United States. But the problem with that is this has created another, I guess, entryway for the bad actors to come into this country. What are we doing to vent these? How do we vent these people to make sure that they're good guys versus bad guys?
You know, JT, every year we let in 1 million legal immigrants, legal, and that's our laws. But we take more than any country in the world. And now Joe Biden, he just goes around the Constitution, breaks the laws, and let them all in. I will tell you this. I was in, I was in Belgium a couple of weeks ago where they were bringing in a lot of the immigrants, getting ready to bring them here to the United States. And, you know, they took 122,000 people out of Afghanistan, but only 20,000 of them were either Americans or people that we really knew a lot about. The other 100,000, we had no clue. We just brought them out, and now they're bringing them to this country. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. We're trying to vet them. The military is doing the best they can, but Joe Biden's in a fury of, hey, let's get them in. Let's get them in. Well, you know why they're doing that. They're trying to create problems. They're trying to create more voters. And we like people coming here, but do it the right way. My God. And, but that's part of this Biden administration. You know, they just open border policy.
Well, and then he does one thing after another, it seems. He just can't stop stepping in it, if you follow me there. And now with this mandate he's bringing on everybody about the vaccine, I mean, for the love, I mean, I got the vaccine. I've said it 100 times. I would suggest people that ask me, yes, get the vaccine. But I don't want anybody knocking on my door. You know, it's so bizarre. You got to show papers and prove that you've got a vaccine to eat in a restaurant. But when you want to go vote, no problem. You don't need to show us any ID. I don't get this. And now we've got lawsuits flying all over the place. Our own attorney general is about to join some other attorneys general in the lawsuit. Arizona just filed the first of the many to come, I'm sure, lawsuits against this mandate. What's going on with the people you talk to inside the Capitol on this?
Well, if you go back and just remember, the problems we had early, and it just shows you the difference in President Trump and Joe Biden. President Trump basically went along with lockdowns for about 2 weeks and finally said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to leave it up to the governors and the local authorities. That's who should run this country. They're on the ground in their states, and they understand it. So President Biden said, okay, it's up to y'all for lockdowns, no lockdowns. I'm opening this thing back up. Well, a lot of governors opened it up, a lot of them like California and a lot of these left-wingers closed it down. But that's the right that the governors have. Same thing with the vaccine. It should have been done the same way with Biden. But Biden said, no, I'm King Biden. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. You're going to get vaccinated or you're going to be put out of work. It's wrong. It's against the Constitution. But they don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in direct authority from big government socialism. And that's what we're getting. And hopefully it's going to blow up in their face. I think the American people are going to get sick and tired of it by another year, and we can vote these folks out, hopefully.
You're right, and that's the bottom line. Elections have consequences, and we're eating, breathing, and sleeping that right now. Hopefully, as you said, next year, the tide will change. All right, I got to ask you before I let you go. Auburn heading up to Penn State this weekend. It's a big whiteout in Happy Valley there at State College. Who do you like?
Well, I've coached up at Happy Valley before, and it's a tough place to play. They're walking into a hornet's nest. You really don't know a lot about either team right now. It's early in the season. Yeah. I think Auburn will play well. Turnovers and playing defense is going to win that game. for Auburn if they've got a good chance. We really don't know how good Penn State is, but it'll be a hard-knocking game. And, you know, of course, Alabama going to the swamp. We know a lot more about Alabama. We know they're a good football team. I don't know whether Florida has got to the point yet where they can compete week in and week out with nationally ranked teams. Florida's no. probably pretty good, but I don't think they're to that point yet.
So are you going Auburn or Penn State?
I'm going to go Auburn. I think Auburn can do it. I think it's going to come down to the quarterback not turning the ball over.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I sure do appreciate you, and I really appreciate what you're doing in Washington. You're doing a great job day in and day out up there. Keep up the fight, Coach, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, JT. Thank you very much.